Charlotte Uhlenbrock was floating in the Pacific Ocean in a thick mist when what she describes as a wall of whale rose alongside her. It was a 40-ton humpback and her calf, which swam by so close that she could reach out and touch the youngster. Like those whales, every creature on the planet has to communicate to survive, she says. The most basic instincts, to feed, to defend, and to breed, all rely on communication. We communicate or we die, almost instantly. Charlotte spent a fascinating 2 years discovering the sophisticated ways in which animals talk to each other. This last experiment was particularly interesting, she says. We decided to see how they reacted when I sprayed myself with a pheromone that is known to attract males and females in both the human and animal world. Within moments, thousands and thousands of fire ants had come from nowhere and were all over me. It was absolutely amazing. She remembers an American grey wolf which rubbed vigorously against her. It was exchanging scents, she says, an invitation to become part of her group. I was most flattered. She also managed to communicate with them using special calls. Analysis showed their responses to be highly orchestrated. They informed her who and how many they were, and their status, how healthy they were, and whether they were an active, strong, or weak group. She had less success communicating with an elephant, because it is impossible for a human to emulate this animal's voice. It's just too deep. Because of their trunk, they have a built-in resonator that produces ultra-low frequency rumbles. The sound waves can carry for great distances underground. They can recognize as many as 100 individual calls, and from a mile away, detect which family members are in the vicinity. Dolphins, on the other hand, use a signature whistle to identify themselves, and they also know the individual calls of all the other dolphins in the area. Bernard Walton tells us, "We recorded them saying effectively, 'Hi Fred, it's Charlie here,' and Fred replying, 'Hi Charlie, I'll just call Frank over to join us.' Most animal signals are fairly fixed, but this is really sophisticated brain power. Apparently, they broadcast along a channel about 3,000 feet down, which carries most sound frequencies better than any other, and over a range of 135 million square kilometers. But this channel also carries the sound of ship engines, which is just about at the same frequency and is escalating. So the whales are now having to shout to make themselves heard. And they cannot shout much louder. If the whales can't communicate, they can't breed. If they can't breed, they die. We can hear them singing now, but for how much longer?